Well, each month we check in with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, for the latest meat export numbers. And Dan, the latest numbers are very encouraging.
Yes, good morning, Mike. Yeah, they definitely are. The month of March came through very strong, actually record-breaking for both beef and pork. And I think the real exciting thing about it is that the growth was pretty broad-based across several countries on both species. So, and quite frankly, January and February underperformed a bit, so it was good to see March come in strong.
So not just China's buying then, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, you look at pork side, and China was actually down slightly. It was still a good month, but down, as we've been talking about. But you look at Japan, had 11% growth year on year. Mexico was up 5%. Central America, the region, was up 50%. So, there was a lot of countries contributing to the cause. And on the beef side, you've got China, of course, is the story on beef. We are 14,000 metric tons. That supply chain is really expanding from the integration of the China agreement in March of last year, a year ago. But Korea was up big, and Latin America is coming to life on the beef side as well, Central America, South America, and Mexico. So it's really encouraging to see Latin America starting to come back and come out of the COVID cloud. Tourism has started. Tourism is not normal, but it is starting to come back strong. So we're encouraged by that.
We usually look at the overall numbers, and then we go, whether it's pork or beef or whatever. But what about getting a little more specific? What is the story when we look at what cuts of meat are selling?
Yeah, I think that's also a positive. We have the traditional cuts, and middle meats, for example, are not a traditional export item. A lot of those stay here domestically, but you look at items like short plates on the beef side. You look at items like rounds on the beef side. These are big export items and really not that popular here. Variety meats on both beef and pork are huge for the export markets. And so I think really, and then the pork side, hams are a huge item for the export markets. And, the ribs and the bellies tend to stay here domestically. So in that regard, the international market really does complement the domestic market in a lot of ways. But I think to further your point, the traditional items that these export markets buy, we're seeing diversification and, shoulder clods and chuck tenders and things like this on the beef side that were maybe not so much export items before are really starting to get some traction as well.
We're talking with Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation. What about our lamb exports?
Yeah, the lamb was down a bit, but still, we saw quite broad-based movement. Mexico is the primary market on lamb, and that was down, but still pretty strong at a little over 1,000 tons in March. And in the Caribbean, which is most of these markets in the Caribbean are open now, no longer shut down due to COVID, and that's also another mainstay for lamb. So it's encouraging to see.
So we were off to a bit of a slow start for the year, but these numbers really would seem to be a very positive indicator for what's to come the rest of the year. Would you look at it that way? Are you optimistic still for good growth this year?
I am optimistic. I mean, I think the basic supply and demand dynamics, across the world are strong. And the reliance on high-quality imports is also strong, and I don't see that changing. And some of these developing regions are really starting to show their need for additional imports, places like Colombia, for example, or, Peru, or places like Vietnam, Philippines. That's the good news. The only reservation I have, and this is a significant one, I haven't mentioned it yet, but we set records in March, and this is with still a lot of concern around the international logistics supply chain. We still have a backup of vessels on the West Coast. We have congestion at the ports. We have a shortage of container availability, a shortage of chassis to move the containers. And it's not, this is a global issue. It's not just the West Coast. The West Coast is our primary problem, but it's a result of a change in some of the global flows of trade. And this is a problem. A lot of our exporters cannot get shipments out on time. There's a lot of containers being rolled at the West Coast that should have already been shipped. So what I guess I'm saying is, as good as the results were in March, they could have been better. And they probably could have been better in January, February because of this issue. So the supply and demand side is in good shape. Demand is good globally, or I would say it's very good globally. But we need to work through this logistics issue. And the industry is focused on it. But I just wanted to point that out to your listeners that that this is a bit of a bogey that we have to overcome.
And we've been talking about this for some time now. Is it getting any better? Are we breaking through that logjam?
Well, it probably depends on where you're talking in the U.S. I don't know that it's getting a lot better. It's probably not getting a lot worse either. But the reality is that the bookings are bookings are being delayed and rolled, and there is disruption where if you're going out of X port, you now have to go out of Y port, and that part is probably still in limbo. Now, the good news is that we have a lot of work. It's not just a beef and pork and lamb issue. This is a general agricultural commodity issue, you know, everything from seafood to cranberries to meat. So the industry is focused on this, and we are getting a lot of attention in Washington, a lot of attention from the Federal Maritime Commission. So I do think there's a big effort to get this improved. We just have to stay on top of it.
Dan, I'm always asking you about emerging markets. Do you see a market out there that you think we could really see some big growth in this year?
Yeah, I think Latin America in general is poised for huge growth. I mean, when I say Latin America, I'm talking Mexico, the Central American region, and the South American region. If you remember over the past several months when we've talked, I was really concerned about the lockdown and COVID, and they were one of the last regions to go into lockdown last year. They really weren't into total lockdown until summer of a year ago, and they were locked tight all the way up until, you know, December, January of this year. And we're starting to see that thaw now. We're starting to see, economies reopening. The COVID situations are dramatically improved. We're starting to see food service reopen. And as I mentioned earlier, the tourism is starting to rebound. So as we get further down the road later this year, I think that whole situation will only improve more. And we were seeing growth in Central and South America and Mexico before COVID. So the basic principles are that there was growth before, but I think coming out of COVID, there'll even be more incentive for growth, especially at food service. So yeah, that's one region of the world I would say is really poised for a rebound on both, on all three of our species, beef, pork, and lamb.
And is your staff able to do more in-person events, in-store promotions, things like that?
Yes, we. I would say steadily since the first of the year, we've seen a trend line in that direction. It depends on the market, of course, but I would say there's more markets that are back to doing that than there are that are not. And Latin Americans is one where we're very active on the ground. Of course, people are wearing masks and being careful, but still, the business itself is moving back to more normal. One part of the world that's probably not there yet would be, Africa and parts of Southeast Asia. They're still a bit behind a curveball. But, you look at Asia, Vietnam, Taiwan, China, these places have been back to normal for quite a while. We still have a fourth wave of COVID in Korea and Japan, but the business side of things is proceeding. We are returning to some of the in-store promotions and things like this, even though there are still some COVID lockdowns going on there. So yeah, I think the general trend is getting back to a trend line towards normal.
Still challenges, but some encouraging signs. Dan, thanks a lot. Good to talk with you.
My pleasure, Mike. Thank you.
Take care. Dan Hallstrom, President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation.